I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See y'all.
And we're back.
Hello?
Yep, just had to watch intently for the thing to pop up.
People to enter my room silently.
Just like, there should be a door opening sound or like a bunch of...
You said this last time you hate it.
The sound of grocery bags clattering around or something, or like, keys jangling or something.
Oh, shoot. Ah! Oh, my audio. Oh, no.
Yeah, that could be the sound. It could just be someone yelling like an idiot about their audio. That's a great suggestion.
Thank you. No, the phone cord got caught on my watch and my phone took a tumble.
Why do you even have cords anymore? Everything should be cordless by now.
Well, you would think by now.
I would hope. I was hoping. The one thing that I'm thankful for, earnestly, earnest goes to Thanksgiving, is wireless, is the proliferation of Bluetooth headphones, earbuds. Budlets, headbuds, headbuds.
Budlets.
Budbuts. Those are a gosh send. I tell you what. Because that was always like, that's one of the most annoying things in life. When you used to have your headphones connected physically to your Walkman or your CD, your disc player.
Which we did. I had both. I even got like the super nice like anti-skip
Discman. You're gonna have to explain to your kids what anti-skipping is. At this point, they think it's just a hatred for moving around quickly on your feet. I'm part of the anti-skipping brigade. Don't you be. Mm-hmm. I better see at least one of your damn feet.
Wow, it was a big coalition.
I better see one of your damn feet connected to the ground at all times.
I don't want to see them in the air.
You better not be bouncing around, lunging.
I want to see both.
Leaping bounds.
Do not elevate.
Don't do that.
Your torso with your knee.
Stop that rapid hip movement. The coordinated between your legs and your hips. You stop that. Don't quit swishing your arms.
Skipping is fun. Like, it's hard. Like Daniel Tosh's joke, like, try frowning on a wave runner. You can't. Same thing with skipping. You can't skip and be like, you can't, like, angry skip. You just, it's a nice motion. And I think maybe it's like a cute little jump rope for your heart or something. I don't know. Feels good.
Yeah,
maybe
no, jumping rope while skipping is a great cardio, too, but it's, like, the gayest looking cardio in imaginable. Like, there's either
Jason, it's okay to be gay. It's okay to do gay motions, and maybe the gays don't even do that. Maybe straight guys who didn't realize they were gay do that.
So maybe we should start talking more shit about little girls then, because it makes you look like a little girl. What's the word?
Hey, there's a movement. It happened before BLM and the virus, but there's a movement. There's Me Too.
And what I'm waiting for Me Three to come out. Me Three. Beer and more.
I think that's what a lot of these Trump supporters are doing. Me.
Oh, me.
It does feel very selfish. Very like, you have to believe my thoughts, my religion, my laws, it's like,
yeah,
wow.
You talk about taking
that's
like,
very me-centered.
Like everything that they, like the snowflakeism or like, you know, talking about. I mean, I think that a lot of the special little flower syndrome on the left is appalling, but yeah, you want to talk about a bunch of people who want to be treated exactly how they want. Like they have a list of demands and they are aggressive about enforcing them.
Yeah, and they've got their weapons, and they're just going to tell you about it. I love the million maggot march. It's like, oh geez, here we go. All these freaking maggots with their guns.
Yeah, it's weird to me that whole. The open carry and public and stuff. It's like, that's like wearing cowboy boots in a city. It's like, there's no snakes around here, you jackass.
Cowboy boots with spurs?
Like anything like that? Or, yeah, just like all the put upon, like having to put on an outfit or like add extra shit. It's like, put on some tennis shoes, some jeans, or some jeggings if you're a lady.
Some nice denim.
Put on your denims and your tennis shoes and just walk out the door. Tennis shoes are comfortable. They're good for your ankles. They protect. They keep your feet warm.
Yeah, I think it's better for a march. Yeah, yeah,
there's no. It's just, but yeah, the people with the extra accoutrement. Let's just say, just settle down. Just be the stop it. Just don't.
Well, it was funny. Ant was telling me because he experiences it obviously at work. He works in Kansas is in the middle of the country, and where he works is kind of in the middle of Kansas. So he goes to work, and one time he was leaving, and they were just. The guy had called his wife. He was upset about, you know, the election results and all that. And he called his wife to talk about something he had heard or read. And Anthony just goes, wow, they really just need their own echo chamber. Mm. And they have to, like, get with people to talk. They have to watch the news to reiterate what they already hear and see. And it's like, it's just an echo chamber. That's all it is. I just need to hear that you still feel that way. Like, just like me, and we can't actually go get real information or facts or things like that. And it's not to say that, like, we're getting all real information.
Yeah, everyone's just
not.
Reading
not,
shit from the internet.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here saying, like, yeah, I do know that. Like, there is absolutely room for error. The fact is that you believe exactly what is being fed to you, like, verbatim, and that's as far as your comfort goes. Like, that... Oh,
I mean, not even just fed.
They said what
fed
I needed.
At this point, I mean, at a certain point, you get... enough of that information in the person's head that the confirmation bias kicks in, and it doesn't even take much information for them to fill in the blanks.
It really doesn't.
And they rely on that,
like,
a lot of it.
Well,
like, you notice that Trump speaks in code, or he implies a lot, and that's, or speaks in a way that they can, well, it doesn't always, like, sometimes they just flip it, but a lot of times it's just like hinting at, or like, or joking at, or something, and that's meant for all us supporters to fill in those huge gaps. Like, that's how that works. So they're also programmed. They've got all the information already in their head. It just has to be activated via dog whistles and keywords.
Yeah. Maggots. Activate.
Yeah, no,
but yeah, it's
Manchurian,
like...
Maggot, something. I don't know. You figure... Manchurian.
Magavalian.
Machiavellian. I don't know. There's a guy. We'll get that dude to play. We'll get James Woods to play the Manchurian maggot.
March.
Yeah, let's not forget, lest we forget, we probably should mention Rudy, the Rudy Giuliani story. Starring James.
Oh, which
Jameson
one?
Woods.
Honestly, it's ongoing. And
well, no, but
really
there's a movie that came out.
Maybe
I'm breaking this news to you, but a movie came out starring Jameson Woods as Rudy Giuliani. And there's a scene, if you search for it, going around on the
internet. Wait, this is real?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, I thought you were just going off one of your JC things.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it, doesn't it? It sounds crazy.
It does, yeah. It's crazy.
No, I mean, I understand. I probably should have been more clear. I should have changed my tone to accentuate the seriousness. But there's a scene going around on a beach where he's talking to a lady, and it's just so corny. And it's it seems to be the number one hit from it. But it's basically like, it looks like it might as well have been Sacha Baron Cohen playing Rudy. Like, they probably should have, they would have gotten more people to watch it if they had sort of made it more of a satire against itself. But they went serious, and it looks really painful to watch.
Oh no! So who put this out? Is this like a truthful thing? Is this like
it's possible that it's. I'm not going to research it because I don't care. But if I had to guess, it would be that that James Woods probably funded it, or had he probably got it together because he's such a weird culty Republican fanboy, and he can still pull it together and do a performance and everything and seem sane. So it's like, it's weird. And
I mean, all actors in general, it's just, they're all kooky. It's how well they hide their kooky.
That's true.
I mean, there are a few that I think have developed into very nice humans.
Well, there's Tom Hanks.
Dame Judi Dench.
Ryan Cranston.
Is sensational. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We got the
and all of the comedians, really, truly, like Steve Carell, Will Ferrell, like all the people who have gone like darker, they're very good.
Well, comedy is, I think...
It's truer, more honest. Yeah.
No, most actors and comedians agree that comedy is way more difficult. So the crossover between a comedian being able to act is usually pretty successful, whereas actors trying to do comedy, they usually fuck it up.
Have you watched? Oh shoot, I can't remember what it's called. I see it in my head. Aunt and I have been watching it. We're so sad that it ended. It's with Christina Applegate. It's that serious one. Dang it. I have to remember what it's called. It's very good. It's something where it's just like intertwined.
Our new segment, like, Katrina brings up movies, but you have to fill in the title.
Hey, our listeners can do some work here. I don't even remember what platform it's on, if that helps. So
yeah, here's some brain food. Go ahead and put this next to hello on your brain shelves.
Yeah, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it have water.
Well, you can lead a horse to water, and then you could potentially drown the horse. But in terms of getting water inside of the horse, that's kind of a voluntary thing.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Hold on, we're getting closer.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Dead to Me. It's good. It's very good.
Oh, okay. Christina Pineapplegate.
That Pineapplegate. Sounds like here we go.
That's what I was going to say.
The Applegate of 2020. Oh, no. What's the conflict?
Yeah.
I mean, all these gates, you know. It's like, what's the issue this time?
Gate.
Gate. Oh, that's what happened when our gate got blown open by the wind and Ricky ran off and got killed. That was a gate.
Yeah, with nature. Hilarious consequences. Not really.
Yeah, they're rarely hilarious, these gates. They're not. Except Applegate. That might be cute.
That could be a
very
good one.
Controversial, what's your favorite apple? Speaking of which,
we should do Applegate. It's like Woodstock, but it's more apples and controversy.
Less wood. But also, Macintosh is one of my absolute favorite apples. If you don't know it, you gotta look it up, folks. The thing is, it has a very crisp white interior, a thin skin. Wait, I'm still talking about apples, right? Anyway, delicious. Just this little, bright tint. I can taste it. I love Macintosh apples. And only, one place around me gets it every year because, obviously, we used to live in upstate New York, and there were apples everywhere. We had some of the best apples. And you used to work at an apple place. But nobody had Macintosh apples this year. I'm like, what the heck happened? We can't. You can't.
With the fart.
2020 is already bad enough.
They got them COVID.
Yeah, the Macintosh got them COVID.
Why isn't Mac OS different kinds of apples? They've got infinite apples that they could call their op. Is it because apples aren't cool enough? Hey, your whole company is called Apple. Get over it. Large scale cats have to do with apples and computing at all? It's like how they give you honey inside of a bear. What the fuck? Give that honey should be in a bee or a comb or something.
Oh yeah, there's some good. Did you see last year? There was that Mike's honey that was a hot honey. Ooh.
Everything's flavored now. You got peanut butter whiskey and spicy honey.
Do they?
There's maple bacon. You haven't seen peanut butter whiskey? It's all over. That's fucking.
No.
I saw it the other day.
I don't drink enough, expand my drinking.
Looking at the whiskey, and there was one that was $20, but I'm like, what the fuck is
$20? What for peanut butter whiskey? That's funny.
That is a pricey. That is a pricey meatball.
And JC's not in that budget range.
Yeah, no. Gotta use sparingly.
Wait, you're drinking again?
Yeah. When was I not?
Oh. I thought you were drinking less and doing pot more.
As usual.
Or is that Abby? Maybe that's Abby. Hey,
I don't know. I never said I wasn't drinking. Now is the time. Today is the place. These are the pandemics.
Well, today is now.
Today was yesterday. So. Now is to
in
now.
In the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To now. Yeah, it's now but tomorrow. who doesn't like to enjoy and unwind by obliterating their brain cells at the end of a long day and forgetting about their troubles?
The reality. Yeah, I think I think it's safe to say now with a new presidency coming in that I am not leaving the house. We had quite a bit of wine and beer at home. because you don't drive, you don't go anywhere. So it's like, well, I'm also
do that.
Covering up my emotions because I can't change the world right now for my children.
This whole thing about having a like a wine bar or wine cellar or like a liquor cabinet, it's like, what an adorable novelty. You keep liquor.
You limit yourself.
you have an extended supply that you have access to and don't utilize. That is insane.
Yeah, we've had a couple really nice boxed wines, and I think you really get a good value there. Yeah.
That's really when you know that you're drinking for the right reasons. When you
buy
wine in a box or a bag.
How much more authentic?
But they did start selling wine in cans,
too.
Which is weird. Yeah, you drink that with the bag.
Yeah, now they've got the bubbly in the can, and I guess like the cans are more like 2.5 glasses or something. It's like, yes, that's it. Let's get there. Less calories, less liquid.
Huh? Is that what that shit is? There's all kinds of like hard seltzer just came back or something.
Yes, they have all those, but wait, they put really nice. Like Prosecco's and Brut's Rosés. I put those in really pretty cans.
Wow.
And I drink those too. So.
Yeah. Well,
no, but there are really good box wines. Like, not going to lie. Like, there's what's the house wine? That's red blend. The Boda box. Is it Boda or Bada? Because Bada would be 2A, so it has to be Boda.
They should start selling more things in hat form. Like a helmet form, you know, you got beer helmet, but maybe they just have attachments. There could be like a system, like one of those gyms with the interlocking weights or something, but it's like different attachments.
Yeah.
You could chug wine. It's a wine hat. It could be a Jaeger hat.
Look at my fittings. Fancy hat. It gets me drunk.
Yep. I use Gravity to get myself drunk.
I use Gravity. That reminds me of the conversation we had in between Sidcast about Terry Bowl.
Terry Bowl.
I liked it. Yeah, we made up a new sport, Terry Bowl.
I don't know how it's played at all. I don't know how to play Terry Bowl at all. It's Terry Bowl. You don't get Terry.
Okay, you take your ball. It's made out of Terry cloth.
You take your ball from Terry. It's made of Terry.
Yeah, you gotta take it directly from Terry's house. Don't forget Terry.
Smear the queer, except you just try to steal the ball from Terry.
No, Terry, give it back.
Give me my ball, Terry. Terry, get back here with the ball. Well, this is a fine game of Terry Ball. This is Terry Ball at its finest.
Terry, just not good.
just not good. Very good, not good.
Terry Ball. No, it didn't work out. It's a very short game.
Get the ball from Terry, and then you punch Terry in the dick. And
then you punch him in the dick.
And then you say, Terry ball.
Terry's balls.
Then you spike the ball on Terry while he's down. And then eventually when he comes to, he picks up the ball and you begin again.
Terry's balls. Don't kick him. Dad, you've got to kick him. Oh, no.
By the end of a game of Terry ball, Terry's feeling pretty Terry ball.
Not good again.
not good at all. It's not good. It's terrible.
Americans thinking of Australian things. That's funny. I like that. Very good.
Top draw, terrible.
Yep. Then he goes home, visits his kangaroos, which he obviously has, being Australian.
Pets the roos, yeah. He's there is comfort. There's
his wild dingoes. He keeps in his yard.
Yep.
It's and flat.
And then one of his kangaroos steals the ball from him, and then it begins again.
Oh, no, it begins again. Terry never gets a break. Never.
Well, people know. He's known for it's not like the game was invented. It just sort of happened when Terry shows up.
Look, Terry it's ball. Terry. Get him.
He's got his ball. Get it.
No.
Punch him in the dick.
Punch him in the dick.
Kick him while he's down. All right. Begin again. It's basically life. And it's Terry Ball.
It does.
It's Terry Ball is life.
Oh, no.
Life is
terrible.
Life is Terry Ball.
Absolutely. Particularly in 2020. There we are.
It's been 2020 was a very Terry Ball year. Yeah.
Daddy boy. Get out of that one.
Went sideways a bit there. That's a sideways move. They're doing Terry Bowl.
Yeah, a bit of a unilateral.
Yeah, he's a uni, they call him. But they mean unilateral Terry Bowl pass.
No. No.
Okay.
Whew, that's all we could do.
That's wow. All. That's it. Sorry. So little. Terrible.
Sorry, we can't give you more.
Usually the games last a lot longer than that. Okay.
No.
It's not coming back.
At some point, it expires. It's out. You can't get it back.
Everyone exits the field and then they start talking like this instead. They get off the field. It's actually part
of the
game.
It's very limiting.
Part of the gameplay.
And you guys, little tidbit of knowledge here, we don't practice our accents ever. You probably couldn't tell because they're so good.
Speak for yourself as someone else. And that's also true.
I practice around my cats. Thank you very much.
I mean, just singing made up songs about whatever five words come into my head while I'm washing dishes to my cats. Count as practice.
Oh my gosh, you do that too? Must be genetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. I would imagine that most people are more silent. Like, I would think that a monk, they probably don't mutter very much aloud, do they? It's like quiet most of the time.
I thought about that.
I wonder, because in movies, we've only seen like maybe a documentary here or there, and then otherwise movie portrayals of monks. I got to think that they're probably world-class mutterers. Like, they're probably muttering some, like, really worldly shit that, like, if a mouse understood English, they'd be like, whoa, bro, you just blew my mind. And also, squeak.
Oh, super squeak here.
Like, that's a big old squeak right there. Squeak, yeah, dude. Squeak on.
But we don't get to ever, like, they're like, we have all the knowledge and all the control. We're not going to share it. We're just going to be
It's not like you can mic up a monk, you know? Not like you can flip a lapel mic. You? Maybe you can. Maybe you can get a robe mic. I didn't say road. I said robe. Robe mic. It fits neatly in the pleats. And we can hear 24/7 what
it's
these
like
monks
in the
have
thread.
To mutter.
It's like a special mic'd up thread. Yeah. It's the only way you're going to get it.
It would be a good podcast that... That would be content, like the most boring, just live radio of like whatever a monk is thinking aloud.
You hear a lot of like swishing of the robe.
Yes, a lot of robe swishing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like the clatter of some sort of beads or something, a little
beads.
Bit. And then hearing the,
we're,
the sound
we really
of,
aren't sure what monks are. We're just the, we're kind of shooting the shit here.
the sound of goats.
Definitely goats.
Goats, maybe some goats.
Okay.
Prayer, silent prayer. So just silence, I guess, a lot of the time. And then occasionally, like, oh shit, look at that goat.
And you can hear him go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Monks have to go potty too.
I think so. But I would assume that their diet is such that it wouldn't be much of an event, you know? Like, they probably eat for health and wellness. And so they're probably very regular. And I would imagine there's not a lot of, like, cartoonish butt flapping or anything, unfortunately.
So not like us.
No. Like, we have the most cartoon poops in the world probably ever, like, in all of history. Where, like, we can't even... You're supposed to drag that shit, literally drag that shit out of the woods when you go camping because it's just going to freak out nature. It's like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't even know what it's made of. And then on top of that, like, I would imagine just having... indigestion and eating a poor diet probably contributes to, like, I bet that monkey farts aren't nearly as funny. Like, God's probably up there like, all right, you guys have fucked up a lot of stuff. You totally are ruining the planet. Your culture is in shambles and you literally elected the Antichrist to the highest law in the land. But you guys can fart like champions. So I'll give you that. It's great. It's hilarious. Like, we have
sometimes you do have a good one where you really do feel like a champion and you wish more people heard the championness.
That, yeah, you wish that you had recorded it or had more witnesses,
like,
or
for a movie or something.
I like to call
like
it
good movie fart.
Yeah, exactly. We've had the discussions about the movie farts. Sometimes you'll do a fart cover, and it's like, wow, I'm the only one who knows that happened. That's a shame. Well,
it is.
me and Big Daddy upstairs, but
me
know,
and Big Daddy.
It's gonna be the on the Greatest Shits album that they definitely compile.
Oh, no.
Like once a millennia, I would say. Like, you got Rasputin in there, and then
you've also got
Kim Kardashian. You would imagine she's a world class. She could flap that.
There's a lot of like space that the fart has to travel before it gets airtime.
Yeah, so it's not like, it's like basically she's got the she's like Stevie Ray Vaughan. She strung her ass with thick strings and plays with a thick pick, but she's a professional, and so she can make it. She can make it happen. Most people, if they were trying to work with an ass like that, it wouldn't work. They couldn't handle it. It's too much.
The thick strings. Yeah, I wouldn't know. I don't have that. But also, can we address how, like, I get it that there's a suspension of reality when you mentally are allow yourself to go into the world of a celebrity. But right now, Kim Kardashian and J-Lo, ironically, the biggest butts in Hollywood, they are so out of touch with reality. I can't believe, like, I thought they were before.
I don't know what they're doing. What is it that they're saying?
Their birthday parties, the travel, the like going home to see family on their private jets, and we're just like, wow. Wow.
Were they ever in touch? Like, isn't that kind of
no, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know what I think I thought, but this is just beyond. I'm over it.
Like, their whole thing has always been like, we're better than everybody and we do ridiculous stuff. Look at us. Just look at us live in our life. And that's it. Like, they haven't. So,
like, they think it's like a gift to show us. Like, before it was like, oh, that's cool. Like, luxury and the way people live and like whatever. It is. It's like a neat peek into that. I don't need it. Don't want it. But it's like, wow, that's really crazy. Now it's like, oh my gosh, you're so fucking out of touch. Ugh. Like,
that's how
unfollow, not even going to read your stupid article. Like, they're just posting pictures of them in their bikinis and just like, look how great I am. It's like, you are so full of yourself. It's sad now. Like, not even entertained anymore. It's just sad.
Maybe you changed, not them, because it's always been sad to me.
I think it was. I think now perspectives are completely shifted and it's just like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that starts happening more and more. I've always been confounded by,
like, I knew then
all that.
Yeah, no, it's not like I like loved it or anything, but it was just like I didn't mind, and now it's just it's kind of like, you know, people are saying now, like, some people, one of the side effects of COVID is like you lose your sense of taste and then it comes back, and then like later, like a few weeks or months, like all of a sudden, like, apples taste like gasoline, and you can, like, coffee doesn't, like, they're reporting all these really creepy. That's what it feels like. And I've just lost my taste. I'm like, ugh.
This culture is tasteless because of COVID.
Exactly. Do we maybe already say on Sibcast that our parents have COVID? I don't know if we.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Maybe. Whatever. It was probably.
I just can't believe they legit had COVID and then dad got to live and the mom. Like, they're still going to be dealing with symptoms, too. But, like, the fact that dad's, like, still recovering. He was 230. And then and when he left Republican. The hospital, he was 213. He lost so much weight. Like, it's really hard. Like, I just can't believe all the symptoms. Like, as of right now, the fact that he has a, thank God, his wife is a personal nurse, literally, taking care of every aspect of his health. But the it's freaking rough. I don't know how anybody could be that heartless. We're living through it. They're living through it. It's just
some people not so lucky there. You know, it's concerning. It's an issue that's hitting many people personally now, which is what it takes stupidly for some people to give a shit.
I know. I think we've talked about it on here. It's like, how do you not give a shit about it? And that's what we were talking about, the Me Three movement. Like,
Well, to bring this, there was a, so I heard they were talking on Rogan or one of the podcasts I listened to last night about how we should stop classifying people by race or gender and all that. And like everybody in this, it was a listener who was calling in. And it was saying, everybody is a person, and we should just remember that. And that got me thinking. It's like, actually, while you talk about it, you kind of stumbled on something that we should consider. We shouldn't consider race and gender and all these things. Like, that's fair. But not everyone is a person. We should start to really look at, well, there's psychopaths.
Yeah.
There are people like, Dahmer and Manson and McVeigh, like there are, and a lot of like the Taliban or radicals, and then radicals we have here. Like, it would behoove us to actually start recognizing that there are, on a spectrum, people with just, we've talked about this too before, just clinically deficient brains. Like, there's a scale of how much you're able to, and this starts to tie in with the death penalty and where it's applicable, how much you're able to salvage or help someone back to reality and to be empathetic and sane. There are some, like, just like anything else, there are just complete failures in nature to have the faculty. So there's at a certain point, there is a lack of empathy and humanity that makes someone less than human in a way, and not in like a lower life form way, but just it would be, I find it difficult in the same way as describing animals as having personalities. I find it problematic as describing them as having humanity. Like, and just because someone, like, everything that we've written about, all the demons and all the books and the Bibles and everything, right, and all the villains,
yeah, the bad guys
have all come from humans. They've all come from human beings. They're all humans. So everything monstrous that we already project as a human is human. Except for Scar and Lion
King. That was...
Yeah.
Well, like, Scar and Lion King is like the...
That was a true life, actually, documentary.
Yeah, it was. It was a biography.
Try to tell me it's animated, but that's just... That's impossible. You can't.
It is impossible.
You can't make up something so true.
So true.
So yeah, the demons walk among us, and that's something I think would be cool. That it would be awesome if we could get past the racism and the sexism and the bigotry, and start not liking people for the right reasons, which is that they're terrible.
Yeah,
we're allowed to recognize
it was so obvious about Trump, though. He was a bad person. Like, everybody knew that, and people were like, "You know what
I mean?
Let's follow him. He's got some good ideas."
And he's one of those. He's one of those things that, like, there should be, like, we should clip his ear, and that makes him ineligible for office. He's not allowed to drive a bus, and he can't vote, and he can't buy alcohol either. Like, it's like you have certain like privileges revoked when you're an unperson, or like, it sounds
lack
very
of
like
person.
Sounds very caste-like. Or very Hitlerian or fascist, but no. Again, the differentiator is here is we've decided, we figured out. Everyone's like, yeah, that guy is not a person. So let's just figure out a way to deal with these non-people, because they're the people who go around sucker punching people, who go around graffiti,
sucker punching people,
like scratching up windows and stuff. These are the people that we gotta adjust them or categorize them. Tag their ear.
Tag them. Tag them.
Yeah, we'll just give them a free iPhone each year, and they'll be like, "Hey, this is awesome!" And it'll just totally sell them out all the time, everything they're doing. But it's free. That's why I don't trust Messenger and other free stuff. Also, because they want your info.
I don't trust it. Well,
there's a place real quick. There's a country the internet is free. You can buy internet, but then there's free internet, except it's like tracked hella. So that's starting to be a thing where information gathering harvesting is so valuable
that
you don't even have to pay for access. You can have high speed internet access for free because they just want your info. They want your daters.
I want your daters.
Give me your daters. Some hot berdaters.
Hot berdaters. Well, I mean, like, it brings up a good point. Like, yesterday, Aunt and I, we went and we got a bunch of errands done, and we got like some of our seafood, like we mentioned at Costco, and Anthony got some new shoes, which we hadn't planned to do, but we're like, hey,
10 pairs of shoes.
No, just 2 pairs.
I tried to walk out with just 10. three pairs of them. 6 shoes. And then they were like, sir, excuse me, there's more shoes that you bought. Here they are.
You have to wear them all out at the same time. Well, so anyway, we're driving and we're back into Lawrence and we're in the left. It's like a 4-lane, like Iowa. So it's like 4 lanes, but in the middle, there's a 2-lane median, you know, for turns and stuff at lights. Well, there was a car already in the turn lane trying to turn in the gas station coming the opposite direction. So we're in the left lane about to get into a double turn lane to turn early. And no joke, there's a person walking in one of the two turns. Anthony almost was like, oh, shoot, it's the light's about to turn for the turn lane. I better go faster and get into the turn lane all like appropriate distance. There was the hash lines, like you can get over, but there was a car blocking a person in walking. They were just walking. Anthony's like, it takes you a second to be like, what? And this is just down from a crosswalk on a very big, very busy, like, what was he doing? If Anthony had actually been like, I gotta pass this car, I'm gonna take a left, and there was a person, he would have hit the per. And he goes, and that guy can vote. I'm like, I know. Like,
oh gosh.
It was just,
oh man.
He can have a phone, he has opinions, he can vote. His vote counts just as much as ours, but that was horribly terrible.
Worse than that, on social media, his voice carries as much weight as like Megyn Kelly or anybody else.
And that's what people you just don't give airtime to the idiots. And this president has gotten so much airtime, and it's like, stop entertaining his toddler fantasies and everything that he says, and when he does it in all caps and analyzing it, it's not meant to be analyzed.
We've got QAnoners in office.
Right now.
It only took 4 years for that crazy, crazy fast.
And got hard. Elected. Not went for it. And?
Well, I don't think there was a... Was there anyone running against that person? I don't think there was.
I don't know. You got that one lady, and then you got the guy in the wheelchair who just goes off. Oh, my goodness. Those... Woo!
Man. Woo. I didn't even know how... To look at someone like that and be like, that's my guy. It's disconcerting.
Well, there's enough of them. Now,
it's endless.
They've gotten their airtime and they're taking it.
Plenty to go around. It's like, did you bring enough idiots for the whole class? Oh my God, you did. Oh geez, there's too many.
And they can vote.
Which is fine.
It's not saying we don't have our own level of idiocy as well. Just like not as much and not as uncaring.
I mean, everybody's stupid. Let's get that straight. Nobody knows what the fuck's going on. You're all idiots. You've all made probably 20 mistakes before breakfast, and then it just continues on at that rate. So
it picks up.
Everybody's a dumbass who just wears, like, they put rings on and dye their hair so that we think they're cool, but they're all idiots.
Put rings on, earrings, rings, neck rings, and then do your hair.
Do your dumb hair. You wear some like pants, like a cool shirt or something with some crap written on. You're like, oh, I'm cool. It's like, you're not cool. You had to take a crap earlier and you farted really loud and it was hilarious, made God laugh. But that's what we all do. That's what we all do.
That's what we all do. To go back earlier too, because I forgot to say this part about the guy walking in the double turn lane in the middle of a busy time and the busiest whatever. Sure. The thing about that is that it, I think, correlates to what we're all going through right now is his horrible decision making and just blatant disregard for anyone else. Like, I'm walking in the middle of traffic.
He was probably drunk.
No, he wasn't. He could be. It's fine. Whatever. But the fact that if the whole scenario would have played out the way it was going to, it would have ruined our lives. You know what I mean? Like, let's say he lives. Yeah. Or whatever. Like, his choice, like, we're compassionate people. We would never forget something so horrific. How would you ever forget? Like, everything about that was so bad, and it was so close to happening.
Yeah. Why do you think I don't go outside unless I have to?
Except for work. Yeah, it's like, wow, our lives almost changed in an instant because of somebody else's stupidity. And isn't that exactly what's going on right now with COVID? Exactly. Nope.
Well, and all other aspects, it would be nice if in addition to rediscovering germology, we could...
Germology Jackson.
If we could also rediscover empathy, or some of us for the first time. And that's... ultimately,
for the first time,
what's
I'm feeling
so stupid about humans is that we're like, this is why when robots come online, we have all these fantasies about, oh, they, you know, we'll coexist. It's like, no, they will just, it'll look like War of the Worlds. They'll just start shredding us and covering the planet in blood because I guess that'll be the most efficient way to do
crimson.
It.
Crimson. I think you're thinking because they like the color crimson.
I like things red. But because we do not we forget every, we have to relearn, like, just this pandemic example. 100 years ago, we had a pandemic, and we're all like, oh, this is the first time it's happening. It's like, no, we go through this every 100 years.
Yeah.
And every 100 years, there's a bunch of maggots like, oh, science is stupid, fuck all that. And, like, there's always assholes. And 100 years ago, it was probably the same thing, where it was a bunch of, like, the stupidest people you know talking shit about wearing masks and stuff. And we're doing it again.
They're doing it.
And
we have evidence. We've got pictures. We still have pictures.
And this is just a pandemic. Everything goes this way. Every kernel of human knowledge.
But can't you learn from history?
No.
No, you can't.
Like,
you literally can't.
Those who know history are also doomed to repeat it. We're just doomed to... History just repeats. That is our doom. Like, there's no
getting away from it. Ah, doomer. Doomer.
Yeah, I'm a history doomer. I'm a past doomer.
Mm-hmm.
Baby doomer. Okay, doomer.
Also, hilariously, I guess apparently Donald Trump's grandfather, his cause of death, he died in the pandemic. His cause of death, he died of the pandemic of 1918. That's great.
Oh.
What's happening?
It's funny that that you laughing at that and just thinking of, like,
the irony.
Death, I was thinking, like, wow, that's cold. But then when you said it's 100 years ago, I was like, oh, that's cool. We can laugh at people that have been dead for 100 years, and that's true.
Oh,
enough time has passed. It's not too soon anymore. I feel like, you know, feels like Jesus. We can laugh at that now, right? We do all the time. Ha 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 ha! He got crucified. Wait, maybe that one's too soon still. I don't know if that...
It's always going to be too soon. It's a bit touchy, yeah.
When do we get to joke about Jesus getting crucified, people? Come on. Can we lighten up?
Oh.
What's the big deal? You know, let's learn to laugh.
Hey, guys, can we yuck about it yet?
Could you not be so serious? Could you stop crying in church so much? Come on. Let's learn to laugh again.
Can we just learn to laugh again?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Frederick Trump was a German-American businessman and the patriarch of the Trump family. Cause of death, 1918 influenza pandemic.
Maybe that's why Donald has such a passion against, because he's just, you know, like, it's a weird, like, Schadenfreude thing or something. He's like, I can't believe it. It's coming for me. And so he just wants to, like, make it go away. Like,
this is my favorite headline from
headline.
Trump didn't know people died from the flu. It killed his grandfather.
No, that's on brand.
That. It is on brand. You're right.
I figured something out. Trump is like the Benjamin Button of mastery. Like, the more he does something, the worse he gets at it.
No, it's so literally true. Like, the fact that he inherited money, and if he'd done nothing, he would have more money now. He's just that
bad. The casinos, as he runs casinos, he runs them into the ground. Like, if you look at...
I think they're just cover-ups for all his other stuff. That's what it's been the whole time.
Trying to keep him distracted, basically, by giving him the easiest, most profitable business in the world.
But
Trump's up to, like, 34. He's up Trump to, like, three dozen losses in court, and each one keeps getting worse and worse. Like, he keeps losing. He's losing is the only thing he gets better at, but he's losing worse, so maybe he's losing...
Better?
I don't know.
Is it better?
Either way.
More?
Somehow, the more he loses, the bigger the losses get.
More accurately? I don't know how do you describe that?
So that's his, like, that's the weird twist in the Benjamin Button plot, is that he finds a stride in, like, and he turns the power against itself. But otherwise, I just noticed that, like golf, I bet he's getting worse. Every time he goes golfing, he's, like, angrier and older and just doesn't use any lessons that he's ever played.
No, there's no, nothing sticks there. Nope, certainly not.
Yeah. There's definitely no improvement, but I do believe that he actually defies God and nature and gets worse the more he does things. Like, it's not.
Yeah, you would think there'd be some form of mastery, but you're right. The mastery is of losing. So, mastered? Yeah.
Mastered-ry.
Turd. Also, I read a thing where Ivanka's like, childhood, like, best friend was finally like, I can't stay silent anymore. And she would say, like, even
yeah, you
when
take
she
the $130,000 back. I gotta talk.
What?
No, like, the retainer. She gave back the retainer. The silence retainer. You
know, the silence order. No, she just said, yeah. like they're bad people, and yeah. they've always been this way. But it's just so funny, like, the insight that she gives into Ivanka. Not that any of it was surprising whatsoever, but just to, read it. And she said, you know, she was 12, and Donald Trump would come in and ask if Ivanka was the prettiest girl in the class. And she'd say, well, like, top five, you know, and she's like, well, who's prettier, you know, kind of a thing. But he would make comments on these young girls' bodies. And she's like, he had like a photographic memory and would make comments about our bodies over there. I'm like, that is, oh my God, creep level 10,000. Like, I mean, all of these behavior, again, on brand, all of these behaviors line up. But the fact that anybody would ever, in their minds, ever excuse any and all of these things. It's just
a single
his
one
own
of them,
wife doesn't they, even want him. And she's horrid, too. She's like, ooh. But also.
Yeah, she married him in the first place. So she's got to be completely hollow and broken. And even she did.
She's like, ugh.
So that just goes to show every single person who's ever been close to Trump, who's not related to him, who has left his orbit, or who has ever met him, has nothing but gross, creepy things to say about him all the time. There's no like, there's nobody who isn't currently like everyone around him is like, oh, yeah, he's great, he's the president. But I can't. They're like family members, people on The Apprentice, past business associates, all the thousands of people who have sued him. There's no kind words for Trump.
No.
There's no one defending Trump.
I know.
Who is not currently actively engaged with him. Like, there's no benefit to it. So it's weird that no one that is supporters who don't know him personally ever pick up on that. Like, literally hundreds of people have come out publicly. If you go through the years and years, hundreds of people have made public statements that Donald Trump is exactly as stupid and evil and incompetent as he is.
And people who haven't met him are like, you know what? I feel like he's for me.
Yeah.
And he really cares about me. And then, and the fact that literally it's actually on the website in writing that the money that they're contributing, that they're being bullied into, which hilarious that they succumb
after
to that.
Lost.
But yeah, after he lost, the money is going to pay off his lawsuits, not to his campaign, not to, like, it actually physically says it in there, and they're still contributing. And the bullying emails and, like, texts of, like, you don't care, we're not going to win if you don't do, it's just like, whoa.
Well, I mean, that's the way they communicate. Their version of brain soap is highly volatile and emotional. Like, all those campaign emails, they're always so like, the Dems want this and they're gonna set the earth on fire and take guns, and it's all extreme and emotional. So yeah, of course, when they like it's the abuse, it's like the balled up fist of the relationship. It's what they respond to. And so when they raise their balled up fist, all
even more sad, like disappointed and then sad, but then back to disappointment.
It's so obvious. It's mostly disappointment. It's just like, anybody who falls for this deserves everything they get. Like,
oh, ouch. Right.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, like a Trump supporter. It's different being a Republican
point,
and then dismissing everything, but also a Trump supporter.
Yeah, it's like, they don't deserve like a bunch of terrible shit to happen to them. But if it does by their own doing, then I don't feel bad, because I don't need to learn a lesson. You do. This is your fault. You feel bad. You look inside yourself, grow, and fix it. I'm going to go on doing what I was doing that was more successful, and not wrap your shame up in knowing that was stupid.
Right. Right.
I don't know. There's only so much empathy you can have, but you do want to,
just circle back to the fact that, like, because we have empathy and kindness and we care about others, like, we actually care about trying to somehow untangle the madness for them, which they don't care. They're like, I'm not mad, you're mad.
So, they're revving it up. Yeah, they're just frothing and foaming it all up until we have hard peaks of madness.
And the fact that, you know, psychologically, this is a grander scale of, like you said, like accepting it is. It's like abuse and bullying, but accepting it. But also the magnitude of... magnitude. of the way they're able to make it make sense. Like, they have to, because you know that they do that for the same misgivings and wrongdoings in their own lives. You just got to explain it away. Don't deal with it. Don't go to therapy. Don't fix it. Just explain it away so that you can stuff it back down and not deal with it. But imagine, I mean, the crazy thing is, imagine that level of explaining it away. That could be used for the power of good. Well, you could literally, like, if you flipped it, that many people doing more gooder would be better.
Yeah. No, if only Republicans would take all of their ill will and divisiveness and put it toward productive forward locomotion. Like, yeah, we...
Like, you see, now I have to actively try to be this brainwashed. Like, you have to, like, want it. So, if you use that same energy in the opposite direction.
If there was a way to actually just switch the crazy propaganda filtration system that's in their head, switch it to, like, output... Because, I'm just trying to think about, like, I'm seeing in my brain movies, in my head movies.
My brain about, movies.
About, I stole that from Tropic Thunder, so I don't want to make that up.
It's still good. No, you use it perfectly. Continue.
But I imagine, or try to think of, the crazy linkage, or this is a contraption, the machine.
Yeah, it is. It's a contraption. Mm-hmm.
Like, or if you thought of it like some sort of muscular beast, it's just so, like, finely hewn. Like, it's so good at filtering and making things fit because it's been doing it for decades.
Yeah, this
in most
has
cases.
To fit here, and I'll figure out how and then move forward, not any deeper, like, just forward.
It's like the fucking Elon Musk of making things not make sense.
Right.
Are making things that don't make sense make sense. Just explaining.
Sensing. Just sensing things.
Like, and so that's the crazy part is, they're so good at twisting things around to fit the narrative. And then B, imagine if that was actually turned to good use. Like, oh my God, well, we could accomplish.
Yeah, but to the tune of 70 plus million people. Well, you give me a fraction of that. It's better.
I mean, and that's what we can do. That's why I've always had an aversion to the characterization of people as sheeple, is because that's only bad now because it is. But that's actually could be a good thing. That's basically how people work. Like, we're herd mentality. We're a social creature. Yes, we congregate. We have groupthink. When we get together in groups.
Not right now, though. Not right now. No groups.
We form audiences, and then audiences do things in concert. Literally.
Right.
So,
well, that's why
built.
Concerts are beautiful. Yes.
And so to talk shit about sheep and people by combining the words is not, doesn't do us, it does, it's never added anything in my eyes.
Yeah, it's like pointing out the obvious, but using it in a negative connotation. I see what you mean. Because, like, I mean, in Christianity, God is our shepherd, and to listen and to follow for the greater good, yes, it can be a good thing. But yes, you're right. It's been, like, twisted now to mean something so negative, and it's like defying our nature. Yeah,
is that we like, let's go ahead and behave like sheep, but let's have a better shepherd, and let's be a better, more well-behaved herd. That's the problem. Is that right now, we're being led, by all the wrong influences and people.
Yeah,
and it makes sheeple seem negative, but you could say it's like any other disparaging term that's been in history. We can flip it. Maybe in 100 years, sheeple and snowflake will be like, what up, my sheeple flake? My snow sheeple? Something.
We'll just, Snowball? That's a hard
snowballs.
One. Yeah.
There's no way that's ever going to work. But no, the concept is sound. It's just negative now because our culture is negative. And we do, that's what we need to do is fix the herd.
Sneeps. I got it.
That sounds... That's very ugly. I don't think that we can go with that.
I know.
That's not okay. If we could fix our culture, then it would be all right to be a follower. And we would follow good examples. And we would set good examples. And then we would just keep doing that. And then we would smile more.
And then
more.
We would keep doing that.
Yeah. And it would be nicer. And maybe we could all start eating better.
Jason, one thing at a time, please.
No, well, dehydration, I think, is probably, in addition to, I don't know where I'd put it. I would actually put dehydration maybe at the very top of the bane of existence of mankind and of all bad, like, grumpy, hangry moods and, like, people just being
extra
grumpy.
Oh, yeah, when you get a headache and it's like you could just drink water.
Sometimes you don't even, like, it doesn't get to that point. You're just, like, angry or you're just, like, upset or you're, like, you're not feeling yourself. And it's just because you didn't drink enough water. It might have been yesterday. It could be right now because, like, hydration is, like, a...
chronic dehydration.
It's a fluctuating thing. So I think that a lot of people, and especially they're drinking coffee, they're drinking sodas.
Oh, yeah.
Crap that dehydrates you and has...
wine and beer at night, and then you don't replenish in the morning. Now you don't have your electrolytes, and it just gets worse and more badder.
So you can blame a lot of things on, like, sugar or tobacco or alcohol. And sure, they all have... those are major contenders for, like... But I think, ironically, the lack of water might defeat them all in terms of havoc it's wrought upon the world emotionally. Because it leads to... it's like the gateway to everything else. You feel just a little anxious or ornery or something. You're like, I got to have a drink. Take the edge off. And it's like, no, you just need a drink of water. But you're going to be drinking the wrong thing. It's going to make you even crap. And then you make a habit out of that. Bad habit
start. It's almost like a cycle. Yeah. But not like a bicycle or a motorcycle. Just like a regular cycle. It's
like
cyclical.
A unicycle, I'd say. Just one wheel.
Yeah, just like one, but like your own.
It's for you. It's because you have to achieve a balance.
Yeah. Don't we all? I mean, truly. I mean, there's times where I'll be having wine. I'm like, oh, gotta get me some water. Don't want to feel bad in the morning. But then if you feel bad in the morning, you get yourself some Pedialyte, a little bit of Gatorade, something like that.
I've gamed the system. Now I just dump whiskey into Gatorade and ice. And it's like, bam. Got everything you need right there. If you just...
No.
That's how you do it. Works great.
I know, I was watching a TikTok.
I'll teach that to Wyatt in a couple of years.
No, I was watching a TikTok the other day, and there's a guy that just tries silly combinations of alcohols that people tell him to, and he's like, there's no way, this is stupid, this is not gonna work. And then he freaks out because he's like, why does this work? I feel like that's you. You're just like, I don't know why it works, it just works. No,
not really. I'm like the...
you're like, no, it's not good.
No, I invented the alcoholic version of Soylent. Soykahol. That's what I am.
Yeah, Soykahol.
Soykahol. Because it's just, it's the bare minimum. It's got your electrolytes.
It's got your electrolytes.
It's cold because of the ice. So you put frozen water in there, and that's one of the ingredients.
I think the concept is good there. I think you're right.
It's like, Gatorade Zero. So, you know, you're not eating a bunch of extra sugar.
Right.
That's conscientious. And then you get yourself some bottom shelf whiskey or vodka, whatever you like. You're mostly tasting Gatorade. And you just dump that on in there. And it's a lot. It's like the point is that you're getting your hydration as you're drinking. So you don't even have to remember to hydrate. You're just like drinking and hydrating at the same
time.
Really
onto something there. You know, you got to just make alcoholism work for you.
That's right. You got to fit it into your schedule.
Yeah. Your protocols. Busy schedule. Especially if you work out and you lost a bunch of electrolytes and you forgot to replenish. No. It's in the whiskey.
No, I've literally got marked in my calendar here. It says wallow. Got wallowing appointments. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Got to cut you off here. I got to go wallow in self-pity for hours.
Like on the Grinch, wallow in self-loathing.
No, well, and to be fair, self-pity, self-loathing, but also loathing general loathing also. So it's mostly, it's self-pity, general loathing, and also a cuddle puddle, basically.
So that's your cocktail for success.
That's right, obviously. Look at me now. Look at, and then zoom out like I'm on a beach on an island or something, except it's just me in my apartment with a blanket on my lap and the cat sleeping in the background.
And the cats. Oh my gosh. The picture you sent of me, or sent to me of your cats, oh, they're so cute.
They just do that all day.
Like, no, literally, just the fluster. They're so fluffballs of adorable. Like, they do bring so much happiness.
Oh, no, I wake up in a pile of cats most days. It's great, especially during winter, because they're looking to steal the warmth from my body and soul. So they'll just, like, usually within 5 minutes, I love it. It's like a... I'm like the It feels like I'm what's his name? Who's Iron Man? Tony Stark. I feel like Tony Stark, the way his suit forms around him, except I get a cat blanket that forms around me moments after I lay down.
I just picture you being like,
power up.
I picture you like having a rough day, not feeling real connected to people, and then your cats come around. You're like, you like me, and then like that, they just like fill you back up.
I feel like rough days aren't on account of people. I've learned to live without them.
Oh yes, so, a long time ago.
Yeah. So usually it's just, you know, something upsetting on Twitter or maybe
I was just like super mad,
malfunctioning or something.
Then I got my cuddles.
I just had to return brand new, stupid. I mean, I guess I should have known, but there's a bunch of 5 terabyte portable drives for $100 on Amazon now, and that's insane. That is insane. I don't know how many children had to get wedged into diamond mines in order for me to buy that drive, but I did it, and then it wasn't worth it. I had to return it because it stopped working after like 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
See, computer troubles. Woe is me. Now I must wallow.
Well, that's one of the reasons you have to wallow. It's very important to you. And we're not going to sit here and say that our first world problems don't matter because you know what? The problems are still our problems. Okay?
And I think that everyone, in addition to meditation and sleep and...
Oh, that's right here. Oh my gosh.
And
sorry.
Exercise.
I thought it sounded loud. It's right here.
Everybody should be wallowing. At least daily. You should set aside at least 15 minutes to wallow.
I do. I wallow my coffee.
However you like. Some people like to curl up into a fetal position and cry on a rug. That's one way. Some people, like I mentioned myself, like to get completely shit-faced during the day and then sit there.
Only on the days that you don't work.
Which is whenever I want to not.
To not poo.
Yeah, that's...
Best line from Cars. To not poo.
Yeah.
Mater said that.
Oh,
Mater. He was a tow truck.
very clever. Movie's very clever.
All right, we're at an hour.
Yeah, and obviously run out of material. We're just repeating shit that's from movies now, so...
No, it works. I wasn't...
Yeah, right.
...reaching. It just worked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, if this is working, no wonder I don't get paid anything. 3, 2, 1.
Yes!